Last time on No Latency.
One of two things. One, they decided they didn't need to put any in. Who would be dumb enough to really break into a place like this? Or two, they're trying to hide something down here that they don't want people to see.
Both?
So there are multiple people in there.
It looks like it.
That's a big-ass vent.
Now I just have to hope that Retro makes it through.
Iona can't not be good at tying Jabari.
Am I Tim or Eric? I forgot.
Well, I'm Tim. You must be Eric.
Let's go.
Just doing our rounds.
You first.
Yep, I'm right behind you there, Erica. Phew. It's all clear in here. All right.
It's working.
Get in.
Wait, get the others.
No, wait, I'm going in now. I'll distract him.
The door locked. Guys, I can't open the door.
All right, we might as well press the buttons on this elevator.
What are y'all waiting for? Everybody in. Going down.
All the jizzner snaps are gone. Remy's just shaking the box, the crumbs just tinkling off his face.
Oh. Maybe we'll find another vendit of jizzner snaps so we can get more.
I'm sure they have plenty down here.
I hope. Well, I'll be cranky till I get one. Yeah, why is this elevator not working? Just kind of like stopped.
Could you like do the thing where you hit it and it... Yeah.
Have y'all ever been stuck in an elevator before? This is my biggest fear.
Yeah, I got stuck in an elevator last week.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trapped in there for about 4 hours.
Oh shit. What, did you have to pee? Like, what happens if, like, this? I never go on an elevator if you have to use the bathroom. Because, like, what if you get stuck? Then you're stuck.
Then one of the corners becomes your bathroom.
Pretty much. It becomes a point where you have to decide on whether or not you want to sit anymore.
Do you hear that music?
Elevator music. We're going really far down.
Wow, yeah.
I love that.
A lot of elevator music.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is the elevator music that doesn't actually work as elevator music because it distracts everyone too much.
Funny.
Retro, can you like shut this up?
No? Is that a no?
Yeah, what?
No.
No, not what. Can you... Remy, please, just turn
please.
It off.
Let's
please
just turn it off.
The elevator, guys. Right, this is amazing.
I'm really enjoying this kind of vibe.
Remy's gonna ball up his fist, and he's just gonna hit the side of the panel.
I got glow sticks.
Bam!
Oops. I dropped my special Biotechnica pin. My bad.
Hey!
You Fonzied it. That's cool.
Yeah, I picked up that
trick. I mean, don't get much cooler than Fonzie.
The elevator shakes worryingly.
Uh-oh. What? Is this it? Is this the moment where I've feared my entire life?
It's happening.
Don't worry.
Everyone hold on.
Getting stuck in an elevator.
No, it's probably not going to...
Is it gonna plummet? Are we gonna
Vivi, calm down. More than likely, it's not gonna plummet. It's more than likely just gonna be a gas release and that be depressurized and everything crunches in on itself. And it happens almost instantly, so you don't even feel anything. We won't even realize
you won't feel a thing. You won't feel a thing.
Yeah. It'll just be this and then suddenly darkness for the rest of eternity.
Well, depending on your spirituality.
And that's right, because if you believe in the afterlife, then you will go to the afterlife. But if you don't believe in it, then you won't.
I've been to the bar. The bar is pretty cool, so...
You guys aren't helping at all.
But I haven't seen the afterlife outside of the afterlife.
And who knows? We could still be in a simulation.
We won't know until one of us dies, and then the rest of us still won't know, but they might.
Are you helping yourself, Jeb?
Vivi, none of this is helping.
I think about this all the time.
I didn't get to text any of my friends goodbye.
The elevator shakes again.
Ah! This is it! This is the end! I'm gonna die!
The elevator comes down to its lowest floor, and the door pistons open to an empty corridor.
See?
Oh,
just as I suspected.
Is this the Halloween episode?
What?
My bike is cool.
This is like the Tower of Terror.
Before I step out of this elevator, is there anything worrying here, like lasers or anything like that? Anyone sense anything?
You know, I thought I had a bit of a vision, I feel like, that there would be some lasers in here. But now I don't see nothing, so I think we're probably all right.
Can you take that Jizner dust and, you know,
Someone else is going to have to. I don't have much breath control.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Can I have your Jizner box?
Yeah, here you go.
I shake it into my palm.
Roll perception. I'm going to give you plus one because of the Jizner dust.
Take that.
22 plus 8.
Wow, it's true. Jizner snaps do stick to everything.
That is a plus 8. Well done. Oh, first roll of the episode and already rolling crits. That bodes either very well or incredibly ominously. The dust flies into the air, swirls, and lands on the ground. And as it lands on the ground, it shifts and starts to stick to certain parts. And the smell of bleach fills the air. And you notice there's sort of a blood splatter pattern on the ground now, marked out with Jizner snap dust that leads towards the door at the very end of the corridor to the west side.
Well, if I wasn't worried about making Jizner gas, now I am.
Is that bad? Is Jizner gas bad?
Well, it like ammonia and bleach, but Jizner and whatever this residue is?
That's fine. This residue, it sounds like it's a base, and we all know that Jizner snaps are acidic as hell in the stomach, so they're just going to cancel each other out.
I mean, that sounds like sound science.
Perfectly neutral.
I guess we're going to have to find out.
Do you think that this is, as the foreboding voice said, does this look like blood splatter?
What color is this splatter?
Sort of a white outline now.
Because of the dust.
Oh. I can't smell. Does it smell coppery in here to anybody?
Sniff, sniff, sniff.
If only we had a medical expert here.
Roll sniff.
Don't sound so excited about it, Vivi.
You were right, Vivi.
Maybe for once one of you can check for blood, okay? Maybe I'm tired of looking at every little cut and bruise and splatter and, oh, maybe this is something medical that maybe the med tech can look at. Well, you know what? I'm just getting a little tired of it.
Don't take it personally. It's just, you know, we all have our things that we do real well, you know? Whenever there's an electronic device that's on retro, whenever there's talking to the corpos and the suits, well, you know, that's on Iona, and whenever there's blood, it's on you.
But also, let's be honest, sometimes when there's blood, it's definitely on you, Jeb, because you eat it.
Well, that's, you know, I do, it is canon that my sense of smell is keen as hell.
So maybe you can, like, give Vivi a rest. Vivi, do you need anything?
I'll look. And okay. I'm not rolling any medical skills because I'm just rolling a plain old perception because, you know, it's easy to discern blood and you don't need medical skills to tell that.
Okay.
Vivi, you roll a perception 17. And as you look down to the floor, you scrub your finger through the Jizner snap dust on the floor. You rub it between your fingers, give it a little sniff, and it is indeed blood.
Oh, yeah, this is blood.
Let me get a sniff of that.
See, Vivi, this is why we pay you to do these things.
Yes.
Wait, you guys are getting paid? I'm kidding. I get paid really well.
Wait, you're getting paid?
We all get paid.
You get paid, Jeb.
Yeah.
I don't think I can afford these... The Sanru Hello Cutie with just a freaking trauma team intern check.
Fire.
You know, maybe we should find a cantina, get some tea, just a little bit of chamomile.
Bring up the tea as the bubble tea cafe was nearly
No, she's still sore about that.
Destroyed.
Okay. Hey, Jeb, come over here for a second. Come here.
Yeah, what's it, bud?
Let's go outside. Let's talk for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Hey. Do you think something's funny going on right now?
I think there's something funny going on pretty much at all times. There's nothing that we don't do that there ain't some funny business going on.
Yeah, I know, but, like, things feel off, right? Like,
oh, definitely.
Like, Phoebe is starting to show some signs of shock. And, you know, Iona has Jusner stab dust on their hand, and they haven't even cleaned it yet. And so I'm starting to get worried.
I think I know what it is. I've read about this.
What is it?
Well, when you descend too quickly, you get the bands, I think, is what it's called. And we might have the bands.
The bands?
The bands, yeah.
The bands. D-A
space, It's like the bands, but it's the bands.
The bands.
I've only read about it, but it happens when you go deep underwater, I think.
What are the symptoms?
Hi, guys. What are you guys talking about?
Guy stuff.
Yeah, mostly.
Okay.
You want in?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
All right. Have you ever heard of the bands?
Oh, the what is it? The gas in your blood that kills you? Yeah, well, no, we don't have that.
Someone with the bands might say. You're getting all confused. I think it's one of the things.
Pressurization depression? Is that a thing? I don't know. I would ask a medical professional, but...
Well, they're on break.
I don't think now is the time. Yeah. So, should we all just reconvene and, like, maybe check out what this blood's about?
I mean, I suppose. Thing is, I feel like if we ain't making progress, then what the hell are we doing? You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe I say, Retro, you want to peek through that door down to the end of the hallway, and I'll peek down the door on the left?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, and peek. Oh, mine's locked.
Mine's not.
All right, well, what do you see?
I see a bunch of, a lot of porta potties.
They look like air conditioner units.
They do look like air conditioner units. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to sneak up behind you.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on. There are porta potties, like freestanding porta potties within this room?
Yeah, there's like 10 of them.
It's not like a bathroom where there are stalls. It's literally porta potties.
Yes.
Oh, there is a vendit though. I'm coming over here. What's in this northmost vendit machine?
Jusner snaps.
I mean, I would tell you if there were Jusner snaps in here.
Roll perception.
I can see with my eyeballs that there are
15. Excellent. It is mostly filled with hand sanitizer wipes, and there is one box of Jusner snaps left.
Remy. Sick. Remy.
Yeah.
Could you do the what did you call it? Fonzie?
Yeah, it's the Fonzie. Yeah.
Could you Fonzie some of this out of here?
Okay, yeah, I'll give it a try. Let me see about doing the Fonzie.
I feel like being a little cheap today.
Let's see here. That's gonna be hold on. Sorry.
I know, you're just looking for the right spot. It's okay.
Yeah, you gotta feel it out. You gotta feel out the right spot, and there.
19. Yeah. You smack the right spot, and the vendit fully dents fairly heavily. And a packet of Jusner snaps pull out, and a packet of hand sanitizer wipes.
Hey!
Jusner snaps for you, and these wipes for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to check this other vendit. What's in this one?
Exactly the same stuff.
Huh. I wonder if these porta potties just don't have like places to wash your hands and you have to buy it. That's very cyberpunk. You know? Sorry.
But apparently
that's very Night City.
But apparently indoor plumbing is not.
Yeah, you know, they say the wipes are better for cleaning, so better than
your butt,
paper.
Though. So this does kind of imply that you need to buy them before going in.
I mean, we could just look in the porta potties to see if there's anything.
I would rather not do that.
You can look.
All right.
That's, hey, that's your expertise.
You know, that's true. Bodily fluid, you know, blood and other bodily fluids apparently are on me now. And you know what? I understand where I am on this hierarchy.
Excellent.
And well, I open up the door.
You're on the literal shit list.
Ooh. 23 plus.
And that's why they call me Jebediah Shitman.
I didn't know they called you that.
I've never heard anybody call you that.
Understandably.
And as you look inside the porta potty, there is a roll of toilet paper inside, so it's not for wiping your butt. It is, however,
could be though.
Almost basically unused. It might have been used once, but it's incredibly clean, which is impressive. But as you're opening this, you hear a noise at the very back of the room to the northwest corner.
Ew.
Someone's taking a shit. Let's give them their privacy.
Or do what you did to the guys at the warehouse.
And shoot them with their pants down?
And knock over the porta potty. I'm sorry.
I mean, listen, if it's a shit monster, I don't want anything to do with this. Let's get out of here.
Jim, you're not going to... It's a shit monster.
The spirit of the Golgotha is bubbling inside to be a little shit right now.
I mean, I don't know if I would go check it, but I would, like, wait to see if somebody comes out. If
Vendel, you go check it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And this is why it's nice to have an underling. I really gotta give me an underling, because I'll tell you, Sloan is not, you know, she does not necessarily do whatever I tell her. She's right. Very, very individual.
Okay.
Stubborn.
Okay. Creepy, squelching voices. They're louder over here, everyone.
It's not a shit monster. I'm just going to tell you that now. It's not a shit monster.
Okay,
it's
I'm
going
to be behind the door. You let me know how it goes.
Here we go. Don't close the door.
What would you say?
What if it is a shit monster?
Well, then you just
the
yell
Jeb,
real
don't.
Loud.
Jeb, it's not the time. Open the door. Open the door. Open the
what?
Do you need to, you have to watch this.
Oh, fine.
What if it's a guy and he has to get shot? You're the best shot, so motherfucker.
All right. I take out Grandpappy's Colt 45. All right, and I brace it against the side of the door frame.
Okay, you ready?
Open that son of a bitch. Breach and clear, but you have to do both of them, though, in this case.
Looking for an RPG podcast that isn't just D&D?
Roll to Cast is the answer.
No, wait, sorry. What games have we played so far?
Well, we've done Cyberpunk 2020.
Hulk Cthulhu.
Vampire the Masquerade.
The Witcher.
Kids on Bikes.
Avatar Legends.
And Cyberpunk Red.
Roll to Cast.
R-O-L-E.
A new game every season.
Original music.
Original stories.
Interviews with the creators.
And delightful Aussie accents.
Listen to us on all good podcatchers.
Even support us on Patreon for bonus content.
That's Roll to Cast.
R-O-L-E.
Come discover a new world.
Okay, yes, I get it.
And Vendel grabs the door and swings it open. And a little drone covered in blood bursts out of the porta potty and jumps on Vendel.
I'll shoot. How about that?
Roll evasion for Vendel.
Get off me! Fucking!
And Vendel throws the drone in further into the room and it lands on the ground. It's having difficulty moving around and it's smearing blood all over.
Ooh. I got it. Okay.
Bang.
26. 15. Yes. You blow a serious hole in the side of it. It was already heavily damaged, and it died.
Can an electronic device truly die?
If the battery runs out.
Well, I mean, that one's dead.
What?
Good point.
The fuck have they been eating down here? I immediately drop my jizzer snaps.
Wait, you think that thing came out of somebody's butt?
I mean, we probably should look at it closer. We can't really see from here.
All right.
Vivi, that's your department.
Vendel, can you check the porta potty if there's a body in there?
Yeah, no, it's just a lot of blood and scrapings.
Well, it's the scrapings that makes me feel nauseous.
Well, it's just, it looks like the drone had Something sharp?
Its legs, maybe?
Maybe.
All right. Stand back, everyone.
You smell blood?
It's blood. And just blood. Which is, honestly, in this particular case, nice.
I'm going to check the porta potty that it was in and see where it came from.
Sure. Roll investigation.
Let's...
Retro, don't worry. I think that with my sniffing, I can illuminate the fact that I do not think this came from somebody's butt.
Jeb, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
With your ability to sniff blood, can you actually discern type just from your sniffing?
You know, I haven't really trained my schnoz in that quite yet, but I'm sure it's something I could probably work on.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Well, I mean, me personally, I got a AB positive blood, which is the second rarest blood type. So let me just hold on real quick. I'm trying to think of something that might have my blood on it.
I could stab you real quick.
Oh, how about you just give me the knife and I'll do one of them little finger pricks?
No, it's okay. I take a pen out of my bag and...
Oh, no. I insist.
Hey, Jeb, what's that?
Where?
I jab Jeb.
Ah! Ow!
Here you go.
Yep, that's blood. That's... Hold on, let me just sniff the robot again. It is, you know, it is a little different. I will say it's kind of a almost a floral overtone.
What you detect from your sniffing is that the person who this blood belonged to was female and that they were human.
You guys will never believe this, but it's human blood.
Oh, I believe that.
B negative.
B negative.
It's B negative. And I think, you know, I'm starting to get I think it's 2X chromosomes. Wow, I gotta be honest. I am blown away by my schnoz. Just, I was always wondering why it was so big, but now I know.
Now, VB, almost everyone in the room feels you roll your eyes as you look around the room and inside the porta potty. You look back at Jeb and sort of sigh at this sort of parlor trick he's able to do. And as it's you're looking gift. Over, you see in the drone, with your crit plus 4 perception, that there is a chip stuck in its lower orifice.
In its lower orifice? Stuck in...
Yeah, there's like a whole coagulated piece of blood and flesh stuck to the bottom of this drone. And in the middle of it is a chip.
Check its other orifices.
It's the drone's butthole.
Okay, this is... Yeah, is there any... Okay, I'm going to just pull the chip out.
Okay.
Put some gloves on first.
Yes, I'm going to grab one of those hand sanitizer wipes from the Vendit and use that to pull the thing out.
Right.
So I don't touch the blood.
Roll something.
So
that you don't get any blood on you.
I am concentrating real hard on this. Ooh. Holy shit.
You pull out this chip and attach to the other side as you continue to pull it. Is a 50 Eddie bill covered in blood.
Eddies! And I pocket them, even though they might be slightly bloody.
Eddies are wiping. You can wipe them. They're like a scroll.
Yeah. Okay, this is interesting. A little chip in this drone. Maybe we can see what's on it.
Retro?
See, now this is where you come in handy. Everyone's got their kind of niches, their specialties. And that's what makes us excel as a team. I sniff things, you hack things, you fix things, but people, and you fix things, but social problems.
You know,
I'm glad you had something good to say about me.
I'll just stand here. That's fine.
Listen, we all know that you do the slicing.
Yes, yeah, very well.
Because we lost our last slicer guy, so now you're the slasher.
Hey,
guy.
No, I don't want to think about that. Jeb, that's mean. It's way too soon.
I'm just
in like a year.
Just trying to lay it out how I see it.
I'm sad now.
Don't be sad.
All right, you make a point. You make it well. Retro, would you mind looking at this chip?
Okay. I'll take that cap.
Yep. Here's the wipe if you don't want to touch it.
Oh, shit. I should have taken that first. Fuck. So Oh, okay.
It is a wipeable chip. You could use a sanitizer wipe to wipe it in your hands.
Yeah. I'll go ahead. I'll do that. I'll give it a thorough cleaning. Hesitantly trying to think of any way not to have to plug this into my head.
All right. Roll for that.
Okay.
Electronic security tech. Yes. You recognize you probably could just plug it into a tile.
Oh, okay. Jeb, give me your tile.
Ooh. All right. There you are.
All right. Just get in there. All right.
The chip opens automatically, and on screen is one file. This is a very low density piece of memory used for hiding usually one or two files. It's an audio file.
I'll hit the speaker button, and then I'll hit play.
Made it down to the thermal lab. Oh my god. I knew there was something funny about that. A thermal vent near an old oil rig? How? How did anyone believe this story? I've got to get out of here. I made it up to the next floor, and I'm just... Wait, what's that? No, I'm just lost. If you could... What do you... No!
Shit.
I believe that person has been shot and killed, probably in this room. Not this room, but this previous corridor.
And then they just dumped the body in the porta potty?
Well, there was no body in the porta potty.
That's true. There was no body in the porta potty.
Oh. I think that's a cleaning robot.
Oh?
Ew.
So it was cleaning it.
No.
And I blasted it.
No, Jeb.
Oh.
That lump of flesh on the bottom is whoever that voice was.
Oh, God, is it their literal voice box? That's disturbing.
No, that's just an audio file on a chip. Retro, you're smarter than that.
No, I meant the lump of flesh you're talking about.
No, I think it's just all that's left.
Should we check the other stalls?
Well.
Yeah, I suppose.
This feels like a text onto my hands. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Well, they already were shot, so I don't think there's a too big of a threat, don't you think? Unless there's another one of them robots. But as we know, them robots are just, you know, glorified maids, I suppose.
Right, but Jeb, if you heard the audio recording, that means that something or somebody other than this robot who does not have a gun shot the person that was on the recording. So they have a gun.
Now that's good thinking. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So,
all right, so we just start blasting every door?
You know what?
I'm going to start by opening them.
Okay.
I like Iona's idea. I think we should probably try and draw as little attention as possible.
Sure.
Open.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's the next four to the north.
Do you try and open the door, Iona?
I do. I did squirt latex onto my hands.
Okay. Well, attempt to open the door.
All right.
Oh, we're behind you in case something...
If you see anyone with a gun, duck
real fast, hit the ground, hit the dirt, and I'll shoot right over you.
I was talking about the porta-potties.
Oh.
I know this door is locked. Jeb tried to open it already.
That's right.
Barely.
I'm going to attempt to open the door, since that's what the GM wants me to do.
Well, I thought you meant that door. Sorry. Apologies.
That's all right. I have to bypass a lot of bureaucratic locks in Biotechnica, so... Roll for bureaucracy. Geez.
Bureaucratic locks.
You play with the lock and your latex glove rips as you try to do so, and you scrape a line through your palm.
Oh.
It's 1 HP.
1 HP scrape? Vivi. Oh.
That's right. It seems like we're even now because you stabbed me for 1 HP, so.
I hand Iona a Band-Aid and some disinfectant.
Thank you.
See, Vivi's nice again. Yay!
Yeah. She's back.
Okay. Jeb, this seems like a very much of a rapid fire breach and clear.
Yep. I'm right behind you. Just like I said to Iona, open the door, and if you see someone in there with a gun, just hit the deck, and I'll blast them right over your head.
I'm going to rapidly open the rest of these four doors at the north. One by one. Jeb?
I'm ready.
All right. I'd do it.
Turbo breach and clear.
You both violently open up all of these porta potties to find absolutely nothing.
All right.
Well.
Now the ones on the other wall?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
You ready?
3, 2, 1. Turbo breach and clear. Huh. Well, that was
an attack. Not even one graffiti mark. This is eerie.
Oh, wait, hold on. Actually, if you right back here, there someone did write turd in a Sharpie. So, there is that.
I feel a little bit better, but I still feel uncomfortable by it.
By the graffiti?
What happened to bathroom art?
I know. It's really been downhill.
Anyways, what did we find over here with the locked door?
Well, it's locked.
Well, I guess we gotta go back up the elevator. Come on, everyone.
Okay. Did you jiggle the handle?
I don't know. I cut myself on it.
I mean, I jiggled it pretty good, so, we're either going to have to pick the lock, which I'm below decent at, or we blast it down.
Now, are these one of those
like a pressure door?
No.
No, it's just a regular door.
This looks like a fairly flimsy door.
No.
It's a sliding door.
We can mule kick it.
Oh, it's a sliding door. We didn't have to jiggle. We just push.
Or pull.
I'm going to give it a push.
The door was not locked. It was merely stuck, and it slides open.
I did it. I broke the lock.
I'm impressed.
Oh, door closed. What's inside here?
As you step into the room, you hear an error noise from a computer further south of you.
Is this a window to the ocean?
No, it is a large screen.
What is displayed on this screen?
No candidates expected.
You know, maybe it's this is like a movie theater, you know, and then everyone stands over here and then watches the movie.
Oh, where it says stand here, yes.
I'll take a seat in the chair in front of the computer.
Oh, is that like where the concessions are?
I don't see anything, any concessions.
No?
Jeb, you find nothing. Although this room is incredibly clean, it is very, very clear.
No. I don't think it's a theater, you guys.
What's here on this computer?
You see the same error code. No candidates expected.
I hit escape.
I try the door behind the...
It's locked.
This one's locked, too. Wait a minute. And I check to see if it's a sliding door.
It's not. It's locked.
No, this one seems locked for good, for real this time.
I'll hit the escape, see if it closes that and opens something else.
Roll basic tech.
Okay.
Basic tech, 33. Yes. You press escape and punch a few keys on the keyboard, and you manage to dip into a lower directory where it asks if there are candidates present.
I inquiry to the computer what defines a candidate.
It gives no answer. Yes or no?
Oh, it's like 20 questions.
Well, it's asking if there's candidates here. So.
What about, were there candidates yesterday?
I'll type that in.
No data.
Shit.
Okay. Do we know anyone's name that is supposed to be here?
No.
Remy will type in their name.
Seems like we're leaving a paper trail, but that's all right.
Well, it's Remy with a Y, not an I.
Oh, really?
Candidates' names are registered after exam.
All right. Shall I just say that we're candidates, then?
Add candidate? Can we add a candidate?
Candidates present? Question mark.
Fuck it. I'm just going to click Y, yes.
You see processing, and then it says, have candidates stand in area.
All right, the computer says so.
All right, everybody, let's stand on these caution lines.
Okay. I will stay back.
Shall I stand with you?
Vendel, yes. Someone has to operate the computer. Vendel and I will do that.
Okay.
All right, it's us three caballeros.
And on the computer once again, it says, are candidates present?
Do I press Y, Remy?
Yeah.
Y.
You hear a noise. And a video plays.
Hello, candidates, and welcome to the Abbott Lab. We're so excited to have you join our team here in this endeavor. Here at the Abbott Lab, along with our partners and humans like you, we'll soon be revolutionizing how we augment ourselves and build a better future for tomorrow. As a reminder, all recording devices and implants are prohibited and will be confiscated or deactivated before your assignment. Until then, please refrain from recording for everyone's comfort and in a line with the NDA you signed before you entered the facility. In a few moments, you'll be guided to our exam room, where you'll show us just what you're made of. We're excited to see where you'll end up in our underwater family. Remember, due to the contract you signed, no contact with the outside world is permitted to protect you and our corporate interests and for everyone's safety. In the exam room, please answer your questions truthfully and to the best of your ability, so we can adequately assign you to your ideal role here at the Abbott Lab. Please follow all instructions and don't deviate from your path. If you need the bathroom at any point, now would be an excellent time, as there are no bathrooms until after your exam. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here at the Abbott Lab and for putting in your effort to make this world a better place. Good luck in your exam, and thank you for joining us at the Abbott Lab.
Well, you know, let the record show that this pretty much was a theater.
You know what? You are right.
Thank you. And that's all I wanted to hear. All right. So is the door over there unlocked now and we can go take our tests? I'm not exactly what I had in mind, but whoa. Look at that. Speak of the devil.
All right. Let's go.
Now, did anyone,
wait. Does anyone have to use the restroom?
I'm okay.
Did anyone study for this?
No.
I didn't know there was going to be a test.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
I have extra number two pencils.
Well, that's good. That's good. Do you think it's going to be a scan trial?
Oh, no. What's this on the wall?
That's a computer console for that door, it seems.
And that's the test. All right. Retro, you wanna do it for us? Maybe we can all get A's?
And the door at the end opens.
Oh.
Before we go, what's in this Vendit?
It's an important question.
Inside the Vendit are a few snacks and some computer styluses.
Hmm.
And some Jizna snaps, of course.
I've had my fellow Jizna snaps right now. I think I'm gonna buy a stylus.
I'll buy one too.
They're one eddy each.
Okay.
Just in case.
Sure. I've got yours, Vendel.
Aw, thanks. Vivi, do you want one? I'll buy yours since I only bought mine.
Oh, thank you, Vendel. That's kind. Sure.
And Vendel buys one as well. And hands one to Vivi.
Okay, are you decided now?
Guess we're ready for our exam.
Oh, shit.
Why, what do you see?
We're back in school.
All right. I guess everybody pick your desks. Well, I am going to sit front and center. Not that we have a teacher, but I like to sit in the front row, right in the center.
I'm going to sit next to Vivi. Yeah.
We're teacher's pets.
Yeah, we are. That's very much my vibe.
What about the rest of you?
Listen, I'm always in the back of the class, so that's where I'm going to be.
This desk off to the side, do you think that's the teacher's desk?
Yes, the exam proctor, probably.
Oh, Vivi knows all the fancy words.
I did like school.
You can tell.
I'll be the proctor.
Okay.
I'm going to wait to take a seat because I haven't been told to take one yet.
If everyone could please take your seats.
Shit. Retro's going to stomp to the back right corner. Fine.
I press Control-Alt-Delete on the computer to wake it up.
The computer wakes up and asks for a code. Iona, roll perception.
I will percept. I will do that.
21. You look at the keyboard and the screen, and you feel like you should type 4774. You don't really know why.
6969. No, 4774.
The fact that you know the code to unlock this computer is upsetting.
Oh, shit. Guys, I might be the proctor.
Yeah, we know. You said you were.
No, I mean, I knew the code to this computer.
What? How?
I don't know. So I type in the code, and what pops up?
A really generic wallpaper and a single button in the middle that says, Start Exam.
Well, we might be able to cheat since I know what's going on, I suppose. Is everyone ready to start their exam?
Yes, Teach.
Yes.
Yes.
I need verbal confirmation from everyone.
Retro. Just trying to finish lighting a joint. Huh? Hold on.
Wow, Retro's one of those.
Good to go.
Noted.
All right. Heads down. Your test begins now.
Next time on No Latency.
No talking during the testing?
There is no right answer here.
Oh no, Vendale, did you fail?
I mean, I feel confident.
Hey, no cheating.
Sorry.
I'm not cheating.
What kind of test is this?
Oh, that's a no.
It's more philosophy, really.
Who scored top, Proctor?
I'm not at liberty to say.
It means we're on fire. You know what I'm saying? Yeah!
Yeah, you're really heating it up in here.
All right.
We should probably be on the lookout for more of these chips since it sounds like they did offload data.
That sounds ominous, but okay.
Jeez. It's
like a lion or something.
Joint never fails.
A little high price, but... All right.
Well, why don't you try to Fonze it?
I was just holding in my excitement.
Jeb, do you need some help here?
How do we be stealthy?
Well, damn.
Act like we belong here, like we have been doing.
They seem pretty pissed off.
I guess this does mean we're splitting the party.
Oh, I'm not feeling too good.
Thank you for joining us on our adventure once again here at No Latency. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at No Latency Pod. Check out our website at nolatencypodcast.com. And if you'd like to support us further, we have a Patreon. Get exclusive content, spin-offs, bonus episodes, bloopers, ad-free episodes, and so much more. With weekly content to say thank you to our supporters, and even spice up your own Cyberpunk Red games at home. No matter what level your support, thank you again so much for listening. We literally couldn't do this without you. And of course, we'll see you next time in Night City. Thanks for listening, Jim.